Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Michael Bidwill. I'm president of the Arizona Cardinals Football Club. Today is a great day, and we couldn't be more excited because today we are going to be signing Adrian Wilson to a contract that's going to allow him tomorrow to retire as an Arizona Cardinal 14 years to the day after we drafted him in the third round in the 2001 NFL draft. And we couldn't be more excited. Because when you think about the 12 seasons he played as a Cardinal, you couldn't think of anybody that was more determined, more resilient, was more respected on the field, off the field. What he did for our organization on the field and in the locker room as a teammate, as a player, as somebody to cheer for, as a fan, he brought that stadium alive in so many different ways, on so many different plays, and brought so much to the organization. 12 seasons, 5 Pro Bowls, 5-time captain. There's only one other safety that went to the Pro Bowl 5 times. His name's Larry Wilson in the Hall of Fame. So when we think about great safeties in the National Football League and great players that have played for the Cardinals, I couldn't think of anybody better than Adrian Wilson. And so today is a great day, and we couldn't be more excited. And tomorrow NFL announces its schedule for the season, we're going to start working on, and I'm sure in the next couple weeks, pick a date where we can put Adrian into the Ring of Honor at University of Phoenix Stadium so that all of our fans can do what we're going to do today, which is show him some respect and show him some love and thank him for the great years as a Cardinal and all the great contributions he made to this team, into the greater Phoenix area, into the Arizona community, as well as to the National Football League. And I couldn't think of anybody more deserving to go into the Ring of Honor this year than Adrian Wilson. So without further ado, we're gonna sign a contract here, Adrian.
It's 1 year or...
We've got a special pen that says Adrian Wilson Retirement Ceremony, April 20th, 2015. And just one signature required. Salary. Your agents reviewed it. We've gone over all the... And you're going to sign right there. Good enough.
All right.
So it's official. He's back as a Cardinal, so thanks so much, Adrian. Congratulations.
Is it on me now? Yeah? All right. Just a few words. I'm not going to take up a lot of everybody's time. Just wrote a couple things down. First off, I would like to thank the Bidwell family and the entire Cardinals organization for drafting a 20-year-old kid from High Point, North Carolina, and making his dreams come true. Today, I will be retiring from the National Football League as a proud member of the Arizona Cardinals. I would like to thank my family, Alicia, Aubrey, Santana, Carter, and Brooklyn. Without you guys, my life would not be complete. Football was just only a small portion of what my life was. When I first came to Arizona, it was just me. And I'm leaving Arizona with 4 kids and a family. So I hold that near and dear to my heart. To my 2 best friends who've been there for me since I was 10 years old, Adrian Mack and Anthony Johnson. You guys have kept me grounded from day one. Always remember where I came from and putting certain things first in my life. I know it wasn't easy over the years as an organization to continue and pound a rock to try and change the culture of the Cardinals. It took time and patience to develop a formula that worked, and I was more than willing to be a part of that. My whole life, all I ever wanted to do was matter, to be a part of a change, to be a part of a centerpiece, and to turn a team around. I poured my heart and soul into this organization and led with the quiet storm mentality. When I walked through the doors, April 22nd, 2001, I knew I was an alpha. It didn't matter win, lose, or draw, I had a responsibility to that locker room and every single teammate. To Steve Kahn, I owe you more than a paragraph on this piece of paper. It seems like yesterday when I was 17 years old and you take me under your wing at NC State. If I could open up my heart and show you how much love it is in there for you, I would do that. From day one to the end, you was always there for me. And that's true friendship. In closing, every single offensive coordinator in the NFL is left off the hook today. Because number 24 will not be destroying any more game plans. And thank you. Thank everyone here. I want to thank the fans. I want to thank everybody that supported Adrian Wilson from day one. And I'll always be here as the Arizona Cardinal. Thank you.
When did you decide to retire? When did it become official, and how difficult was that decision to walk away from the game you love?
It wasn't a set time. You know, just over the past couple of years, I just felt like injuries, age, and the way that the game was going, it was probably in my best interest to, I think, just let my family know that I was going to retire and, you know, just kind of give them ease, I should say. Over the years, you know, missing so many school activities, you know, just so many things with the kids, I just feel like that, you know, that was probably a big part of the decision in retiring.
Mike Jarecki, Fox Sports. What did you see in Adrian when you decided to draft him in the third round?
Well, you know, a lot of people have asked me that, and when I met him when he was 17 years old, when he walked into that weight room in North Carolina State, fresh-faced out of high school. Never forget, he had one of those gray half shirts on. And, you know, at the time, I think he was about 185 pounds. But sculpted physique, you know, long and athletic looking, and he had that infectious smile that he still has today. And when I saw him, I knew that there was something special about the guy. And then throughout the years, I continued to follow him as I was an area scout for the Cardinals. And watching him on tape, you know, coming out as a third-year junior, there were some inconsistencies to his game just because he hadn't played a lot of football at that level. But he had rare height, weight, and speed, and he had a passion for the game that was certainly unmatched. And today, he set the bar for this organization. When we send our scouts out on the road, we truly tell them, let's find the next Adrian Wilson. And it's not just the player on the field. It's the person. It's the character. It's the intangibles is what's made him special.
Will you be joining the organization and working, or do you know yet?
I kind of want to take my time on that. There's really no set time frame in really answering that question. I want to go to my daughter's track meet tomorrow and you know, see her run. You know, just continue to do the things I've been doing over the past couple of years.
Kent, I can tell you about 15 minutes ago, he had his mock draft, still has it written down, and he was going over it with Steve Keim a few minutes ago.
I will say this. He's made some improvements from his first mock that he showed me a couple weeks ago. I think I sent him back to the film room.
So many memories for Cardinals fans just watching that video. I'm curious what goes through your mind when you were watching that a few moments ago.
I don't know. I mean, it was, you know, so many plays that you see individually, but, you know, just the teams that I was on, the teammates that I had, you know, it'd take 10 other guys in order for me to be on that highlight. You know, that's probably, you know, the one thing that I take away is, you know, yeah, I get the glory, but, you know, it was 10 other guys that was sacrificing as well. So, you know, this day is not just for me. I mean, I'm going to the Ring of Honor, but My family's going to Ring of Honor as well. My friends are, and all my teammates. So, you know, for me, it's about it's always been about the team. You know, just not me. You know, I've always tried to be the guy to kind of lead by example. You know, I took a couple young guys under my wing, tried to show them the right way to do things, and I think it's paying off now. I don't get credit. You know, I'm not taking credit for any of that, by the way. You know, these guys have drafted great. They've done the right thing in free agency. And people want to stay here. I think that's the main concern, is the top guys want to stay here and help build this franchise back up. And that's very important for a guy like me that came in 2001 when, you know, we was in the rebuilding stage. And, you know, just try to continue to maturate that process of keeping your top guys here and having other guys come in and help develop a team.
Well, feelings are very similar. You know, he's family to me. And, you know, when you know somebody since they're 17 years old and you have that type of relationship, it's tough in draft meetings because you have to be critical in this business. And the good news for me is everybody in the room liked him. They knew the upside that he had. They knew the potential. So I didn't have to be a complete salesman. But I was certainly his biggest fan. There's no question about that. But I'm extremely happy that we took the chance on him at the 64th pick. And, you know, again, he had that ability. It was already in place. When he came out, I think he was 6'2", 215 pounds, and he ran 4.37 for me when he came out. He jumped 42 inches in the vertical jump. I mean, his skill set was off the chains, but he had to hone his skills on the field and had to be a true pro. And the minute he walked through the door here, he did that. And he was a great teammate. He was an infectious leader in our locker room. And what I appreciate the most is he changed the attitude here, where losing was not acceptable. And guys like him and Larry and Carlos Dansby and Darnell, those guys changed the culture here, and I'll be forever grateful for that.
Adrian, Paul Calvisi, ABC 15, Arizona Sports. What are you going to miss most about football?
It's a loaded question, Paul. First of all, I don't know. You know, it's tough to put it into words, because there's so much that goes into preparation, you know, for a game. You kind of get outside of yourself when you're preparing for a game. You know, yes, you're the player, but, you know, when you're breaking down another player, it seems like, you know, you're not actually inside your physical body, because you're trying to put yourself on tape and trying to see exactly how would I cover, you know, this route, or how would I cover this guy. So I think the preparation, you know, just being able to turn your brain on and think the game, I think that's probably the one thing that I would miss about it, probably the most. The physical contact obviously is a plus as well. I don't know. I mean, you know, all my teammates, just going through the process with all my teammates, seeing guys grow, seeing Calais grow as a player, you know, seeing Rashad Johnson grow as a player, you know, Justin Belto, all the guys that are sitting in the crowd now, you know, just seeing them grow from a young player to who they are now. Now those guys are the cornerstone of the organization. So I would like to think I had a hand in helping those guys kind of realize the way. So I don't know, you know, probably that. I mean, you know, my teammates, I think that's, you know, for those young guys, man, that's everything. When you see a young guy come in and next thing you know, he's signing 5-year deals for big money. I mean, that's everything to me. That means that they get it.
Hey, Adrian. Patrick Peterson here with Arizona Cardinals.
How you doing?
But I will give you the credit, because when you did come in here, with me being a young guy, this is not a question, just – from all the players, I'm just saying thank you, because you did show me the way, how to be a professional, how to conduct my business on and off the field. And I am that guy that signed that 5-year deal. And we still are friends to this day. We have dinner with the family. We have family time together. And, man, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, real talk, man, because you are a true pro. And I'm definitely, I want to follow your footsteps in each and every way.
Thank you.
Adrian. Bertrand Barrett here. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic.
What part of the game will you miss most, the locker room or game day?
Probably the locker room on game day. You know, that is, you know, I think that's when everything comes together. You know, during the week of practice, you know, you have mistakes, you have all types of things that go on during the week. But on game day, you know, all 11 guys are in it for one reason, and that's to win and to make that game plan go. And, you know, for me, it's, you know, every single teammate that I had, whether, you know, I was nice to him or terrible to him, you know, we all had one goal, you know, and that was to win. You know, we didn't do a lot of winning here early on in my career, but that grind and that adversity, I think, helped mold a lot of guys. It helped mold Larry Fitzgerald. I know for a fact it helped mold Darnell Dockett, Anquan Boldin. I can keep naming guys that were just top guys that weren't, you know, that were winners coming here. But we didn't win early on, so it helped. It kind of helped develop that grind mentality where we had to grind that much harder than somebody that had 8-9 Pro Bowlers on their team where they didn't have to do as much. Thank you.